From deep within Angel Stadium, this is Angler Chronicles.
Good morning, Southern California. From Joshua Tree at Dutch Harbor, from the Canadian wilderness to the Amazon jungle. Buckle up, because it's going to be wall-to-wall action on Angler Chronicles.
Angler Chronicles is brought to you by Owner Hooks, perfection in hooks. Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's fishing, hunting, and shooting headquarters since 1971. Carne de Teresa, providing quality handmade marinated meats. Bass Knuckles Clothing, and Bite On Fishing, where your next catch is only a cast away. Good morning, Southern California, and welcome to this week's episode of Angler Chronicles on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. Hooch's cough. That must have been Tony. Anyway, good morning, everybody. My name is Sergio, and let me introduce the rest of the cast here, the Angler Chronicles crew. Captain Larry Moore with the Owner Hooks Fishing Schools. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Sergio. Good morning, everybody, and welcome aboard.
I got Ron Hobbs, the co-director of the Owner Hooks Fishing Schools. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Southern California.
Good morning, Sergio.
I got Mr. Tony Williams, Bite On Fishing, in the house. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, Sergio. Good morning, everyone.
And our dear friend, Steve Carson, the director of the Penn Fishing University. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Sergio. Good morning, guys.
Good, good, good. What's been going on, Steve, up there?
Rain.
I know.
Rain.
How much are you guys getting a lot? Because we didn't get a lot down here. Did you see a lot, Larry?
None for me.
We got rain.
There's been so much rain. You know, it's one of those good news, bad news kind of things. The top of the California Water Project, where, as they say, where all the water comes from, happens to be Lake Oroville. I'm not too far from there right now, and it's not full. That's sort of, you know, one of those frustrating things. It's actually 50 feet down, which is really pretty good for this time of year, but there's so much rain and so much water content in the snowpack that they're afraid if they don't keep the water level kind of moderately down around 50 feet, when the snow really starts to melt, that you could have a pretty dangerous flood situation. So they are letting out 20,000 cubic feet per second from the lake. Hopefully some of that will work its way through the California Water Project, and of course the bottom of the California Water Project is Diamond Valley Lake. So, you know, I mean, you see a lake that isn't full, you're like, they should fill it up before they let water out. But they have one of those famous computer algorithms, and those things are never wrong, are they? that says if they don't let water out now, they could have a flood situation when the snow starts to melt. So there's a lot of water being let out now. So anyway, as a wise, wise man once said, fish love water.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They don't mind getting wet. Let me see what I wanted to say. I was looking at something on the U.S. National Weather Service, and they were saying that February is going to be another set of storms like we had in January. Oh, it was Larry. Really, Larry?
No, it wasn't me before.
No,
Larry. Anybody got a I've got a pile of Ricolas right here, but I can't send them through the phone.
Yeah, but Larry doesn't realize. He's in the studio, and there's a button, okay, that says talk back. You push the little button right there.
I think it says cough, actually.
Okay, and it blocks his microphone. I should actually just block his microphone. Anyway.
I think I got some fishing rods in my truck. I could just leave.
Right.
I did too, Larry.
All right, let's go.
Sergio, see you later, bud.
Bye.
I got KLAA on my radio. I can listen.
I got Steve Carson. That's all I need. All right. So, yeah, we got a lot of water going. This is a good thing. We stopped by Lake Elsinore. I said we took Tony and Ron. A great day there. We got to see a lot of the water that's in the lake. Impressive, Tony, wasn't it?
Very, very impressive. A lot of very exciting, actually, to see the people around the lake. Everybody, you know, getting out to look at the water levels. There's fishermen asking Williams Bait and Tackle about fishing. Just a lot of overall excitement about the water coming in. I think that's a...
What's really cool about this, Steve, is that because of the water level going back up, we're going to do the Dream Extreme Fishing Derby again this year.
That's cool.
And they're going to stock quite
a bit.
Very heavily.
We got the financials, the numbers that they're looking at in stock. That is huge.
Yeah.
And they will be stocking catfish, but also largemouth bass.
Yeah.
Okay?
Nice.
And possibly some wipers as well. And we're talking thousands upon thousands of pounds of each. So it should be pretty good. They'll be doing it just before the Derby. So that'll be good. And the Derby this year will probably reach $20,000 to $25,000 worth of cash and prizes. So it's going to be really big this year. So, and they're already setting up.
Yeah.
In fact, William was saying that even though the flyer's not out yet, that he's taken quite a bit. About half the field is already booked up. So if you're interested, you want to call Williams Bait. What is it?
Williams Bay Tackle and Boat Rental.
Okay, in Lake Elsinore. Okay, or getting them through Facebook. And let them know you wanna participate. But pretty much, as long as you have something that floats, you're pretty much good.
Okay. Right.
There's no fishing off the shore. So as long, you can float tube it, you can kayak it, you can motorboat, whatever you want.
That's right. And when it's going to be the last weekend of April, which is the Friday is the captain's meeting, the 28th, and then 29th and 30th will be the actual fishing derby.
With huge parties over there at the casino.
I think this year's going to be the best ever.
Yeah, I think so, too. So it looks good. And anyway, let's get going then on the freshwaters. Tony, we got Lake Elsinore. We know what's going on there.
Yeah, so starting with Lake Elsinore, actually, William just put in a huge order for the Bite on Mac baits, which is the cut mackerel. And we're really looking forward to going out and kind of pre-testing the lake to get some fishing in, see where all the hot spots are. William really has that lake dialed in. Of course, with all the water coming in, it's going to be a great competition. And I think the excitement in the is really, really starting to transfer through social media.
Let's stop there. Competition. I mean, yeah, this is supposed to be friendly competition. It's not really one of these tournaments where, you know, you go crazy and no need for that.
It's a lot of fun. If you've never been, you got to get there this year.
It's called a derby. I mean, of course, if you win, you make a lot of money. But it's all about really coming together as fishermen and in the community of Lake Elsinore. And having a friendly competition. You know, having a derby, we all get together at the end. Lots of fun. Lots of fun. Okay. Lake Elsinore. Next stop.
So, you know, staying in the San Diego area, I mean, where do you start? You've got so many lakes to choose from. I was actually looking at a map to see how far away so many of these lakes are. So you can actually go to Google Maps, type in, you know, lakes in that city or that area, and you're going to come up with not only the stocking reports, the fishing reports, what people are catching. It's really good to see what to dial into the lakes to see what people are, what productive baits are using. Some people are using night crawlers, some people are using spinners, some people are using jigs and having a really productive big fish coming in. I mean, the average stocking of fish is in the 2 to 7 pound range.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see these monster trout that are in the double digits. And, man, when you catch one of those, I tell you, the best fight, pound for pound, that I've ever had is my 13.5-pound trout, and that was the best trout fight I've ever had. I've caught, my largest trout to date was at San Ann River Lakes, it was 21.5 pounds,
mm-hmm.
And that was okay in the fight, but compared apples to apples, I think the 10 to 15 pound range is just monster fish. And then,
stop there. Hey, Steve, Carson.
Yes, sir.
All right, so my biggest trout is actually bigger than that. And I, you know what the sad thing is, Steve? I caught it on 80 pound spider wire. Okay.
Let me guess, you were fishing for catfish.
No. It was a trip back, I will tell you, about, maybe about 20 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I go back to Argentina. And my cousins
you're
go,
cheating.
Yeah, my cousins go, you know, come in take an extra week and we'll take you up in the Andes. So we drove for about 8 hours on paved road, 8 hours on dirt roads. In fact, I'll tell you know, we're going through the Andes, elevation about 6,000 feet. And on the dirt road, all of a sudden I start seeing these black spots all over the road. They were tarantulas.
No way.
Yeah, full of tarantulas. And you could,
were you aiming for them?
No, but there was nothing you could do because there's really narrow roads going up the Andes.
It's like Indiana Jones style.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden we get there and it's just, it's called la mano, which it means the hand, and it's shaped mm-hmm. like a hand. So if you look at your hand on the bottom of your palm, that's where we actually put our cars. And then there was 20 of us, and only 20... My cousins are the only one that fished this lake. It's a private lake. And it's only unfrozen,
for 2.5 months out of the year. The rest of the time, you can't go in. So anyway, they get all the inflatables out, and they start pumping up the inflatables, and they start making the journey across to the other side. They set up an antenna, so they have ham radio, so they can talk back home. And you see the ocean, from the Andes comes these waterfalls, okay? Wow. Condors flying all over the place. And it was amazing. But I ended up catching, and so my cousins tell me, hey, Spiderwire was brand new. Okay, it just come out. And so maybe about 20 years, right, Steve, about that time? When
that's actually a little bit more than that. It hit the market big in 92 and 93.
That may have been when it was. Okay. So anyway, they tell me I remember taking a bait caster, fill it up. They say we got you covered on rods. So I go over there, and they said the biggest lures that you can find. So I think I found some meps, and they said in the brown and orange colors. And while they were getting the inflatables ready to take to the other side, there I am casting off the shore. I had 74 fish. Okay, in about 2.5 hours.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, just fill the coolers. But when I come back, I'll tell you about the big fish. All right, folks, we got to take a short break. This is Angels Radio, AM830K LAA, Angler Chronicles. We'll be right back. I'm going to give a big shout out to Daniel and Aaron from Team 57. We'll be right back.
Clothing will put the wow in your fishing wardrobe. With designs so nice, you'll want to wear them on and off the water. Bass Knuckles t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, sweatshirts, button-ups, and hats are the highest quality on the market. Made from 100% cotton, double-stitched, and pre-shrunk, these shirts are ready to take on life, on or off the water. Tagless design for comfort and finished with Bass Knuckles signature embroidered patch, you're sure to turn heads. Check out Bass Knuckles clothing at bassknuckles.com and also coming soon to a retailer near you. Ask your local tackle and clothing retailers if they carry Bass Knuckles clothing by name. With over 20 designs to choose from, we have something for everyone. So go to bassknuckles.com today to get the hottest fishing clothing anywhere. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing in Dana Point Harbor. Come check them out. Trips for anglers of all levels depart daily and kiss fish free every Sunday. Enjoy clean vessels, full galleys, and friendly expert captains and crew. Everything you need for a great day of fishing for everyone, including a fleet of private charters. The Dana Wharf Kids Club is the coolest club of the sea, featuring free fishing trips, whale-watching adventures, and more. Check them out on the web for daily deals, including the famous Half Price Tuesday. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, number one angler's choice since 1971. That's Dana Wharf Sport Fishing and Whale Watching, located at 34675 Golden Lantern in Dana Point. You can contact them by phone at 949-496-5794 or on the web at danawharf.com. Daily adventures, lifelong memories, established 1971. Stay connected and follow them on Facebook and Twitter.
Attention Southern California anglers, West is here. Western Elite Saltwater Tournaments is the premier invitational saltwater bass series targeting calico bass in our inshore and local islands off Southern California. Come see some of the finest calico bass pros in the Southland compete to earn their reign as anglers of the year. 5 events, 5 fish limits, angler of the year based on total bag weight, so you're sure to see some of the biggest calico bass at the scales. West is hosted by the Long Beach Yacht Club in Long Beach and the Bali High Restaurant in San Diego with weigh-ins starting at 4 p.m. There'll be food and drinks, prizes, and entertainment during the festivities, so make sure you join us to see who will rule the West. Angler Chronicles will be on-site filming every event for upcoming episodes on Fox Sports West and will also provide radio coverage on Angels Radio AM 830 KLAA. From L.A. to San Diego, this is some of the most exciting and competitive fishing in our local waters. For dates and times, check us out on our website, WesternElitesaltwaterTournaments.com, and on our West Facebook page. Information is also available at the Angler Chronicles website. See you there. All directions point to West.
Ducks Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
AM830 KLAA. This is Angler Chronicles. Ron, who was that? Who was just playing there?
I don't know.
You don't know? Larry, do you know that? Who was that just playing?
Kid Rock.
Kid Rock, very good. All summer long. And Steve, the previous one, do you remember the one we went out with?
I think it was House of the Rising Sun, but that's already in my past.
Yes, yes. And who was that? Who actually did that one?
That was the Animals before they were Eric Burdon and the Animals.
Nice, nice. Yeah, that's what I like. He knows what's going on. I love that. Thank you very much. You are correct. So, Larry, you get a lollipop, and so do you, Steve. Okay, so let me go back to what I was telling you. So I'm up in the Andes, all right? It was beautiful, the air, crisp water, very clean. And the way they fish it, my cousin fish it, they get in the inflatables, and they just troll. They just troll. And you get about 6 feet, and then you get a fish. I mean, think about it. These are natural fish. They don't stock up there. And only 20 guys fish it, you know, once a year for about a week. And I hit a 27-pounder, but an 80-pound braid. Okay, so it was good. It was a good fight. It almost felt like a mini yellowtail.
Like cheating.
But it was, I guess so. But, I mean, and I'll tell you, no fluorocarbon. I don't think we had fluorocarbon back then. And it was straight braid to the... to the map. So
do you remember what species of trout they were?
Rainbow. Those are all rainbows.
Okay, so that's definitely not part of their native range. So somebody somewhere along the line transplanted them.
Well, I would assume they were rainbows. They look like the ones we catch here. I mean, I'm not a... That was my probably first real immersion into trout fishing, because we weren't all the way down south, Steve. We weren't in the Patagonia or Bariloche in that area. We were like... much more north. It was 16-hour drive from Mendoza, where I'm from, the province. So you're, it really isn't the trout.
Now, did you grow up trout fishing or just
no?
As a kid, when did you start fishing?
He hasn't grown up yet. That's the first. You got to back up a little bit.
Here we go. Always a hit. No. I mean, I wasn't. My dad wasn't a fisherman or a hunter, so that didn't pass down. That's why.
So is this something you did recreationally with your friends, your family?
I only did it late in life. I mean, the first time I fished Argentina was this particular time, and in '93. Think about that. Well, I lived most of my life here, so anyway, let's get back to it. So it was fun. So. You were talking about the San Diego Lakes.
So, yeah, speaking of Jurassic fish, Sergio, good job. I mean, that's I think that almost beats
amazing.
The state
and that's
record
that's
in
why
California.
I'm ruined. That's why with Larry, we're ruined.
Yeah, you got to pull on big fish.
Yeah. With real, yeah.
I'm like baffled by this. I hold up the same fish you do, Sergio, and it looks small. It's no fair.
No, you catch small fish in freshwater. All right, go back.
Wow.
There we go. I know, because that's the second hit.
We have a dartboard in here. It's just aimed at Larry's face this morning. Why is that?
No, he's aiming at me. That's two already.
All right,
let's go.
Like little kids.
Go back to Dick. Go back to
like
Dixon.
Like brothers.
Tell about Dixon. Tell about Jennings. Tell about Wolford.
Some of the things that I like to look for and that I hear from a lot of fishermen is what you can do outside of not only fishing, but if you want to go hiking, if you want to go camping, if you want to set up the night before and get there early, fresh in the morning for that early morning bite right when the lake opens. Those are all the types of things that, you know, we look for when we go out. And, you know, these local lakes like Jennings, I mean, they've got weekly stockings, they've got camping, they've got kids events. In fact, speaking of that, they've got a kids event coming up on the 11th, and that starts at 6 a.m. But, you know, all of these lakes provide great opportunities for you to get outdoors and really spend some time with the family. And that's part of, I guess, fishing, whether you're going to catch something or not. Some days we don't catch anything, and yet we have some of the best, most laughable days we've ever had and some of the best camaraderie building days, you know, you can get on the water. But, you know, they offer a wide variety of different options, and those are the types of things that I like to look for, especially when you're going out and you're spending the time and gas. And most of these lakes are within about an hour and a half from Orange County. And then, you know, it gives you a variety of different fish. So if you want to go trout fishing, I would go to Dixon Lake. If you want to go hit up some huge bass, you know, you want to get to San Vicente or maybe Dixon Lake. Dixon Lake, we went
a couple weeks ago, and they've got some huge bass, got some huge trout.
It should not to interrupt, but the largest largemouth bass ever caught, quite a bit bigger than the listed world record, came out of Dixon.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Okay, so that's a lake you should keep attention on. And then you got Rancho Jurupa, you got Santa Ana River. San Vicente, we did that episode. Mm-hmm. I know there's nice bass there. There's large.
Yeah, and the underwater footage is ridiculous.
I haven't heard much about catfish over there.
I haven't either, but when they do come up, they're monster catfish, huge catfish, mm-hmm. and they're usually at the bottom.
Okay, so travel up north. What's going up at Santa Ana River Lakes?
Santa Ana River Lakes continues to stock very heavily.
Did you see the video from Thursday? I saw it.
Yeah.
You know, you watch these fish going into the lake. Reminds me of the old days at Irvine, you know, mm-hmm. with these big, huge fish. You see all these stock trout coming in, all of a sudden, boom, here comes two or three of the big boys.
Yeah, and they barely fit down the chute. So if you can imagine.
These are Mount Lassen.
These are Mount Lassen.
So what? Let me ask Steve or even you, what's the difference between a Mount Lassen and some of the other varieties?
Well, Mount Lassen is just the name of the hatchery where they grow them, and it happens to be near Mount Lassen. What a concept. And they specialize in triploid rainbow trout, and they usually have one or two or three ponds that they designate as, you know, super trout ponds, and those fish are overfed. Most of the time, fish are just fed, you know, at, say, 10 and 2 or whatever the set time is. And these fish, these ponds that are designated for the giants, the fish are kind of like Pavlov fish. They can learn to feed themselves.
Mm.
So they literally push a little bar and get fed. So they just get fatter and fatter and fatter. They grow at twice the rate of the other trout, and they just let them grow till they're the size they want them to be, and then they stock them.
Nice, nice. Okay, so some of those fish went into the lake because I saw them. Okay, did you see the video?
Well, yeah, in comparison, if you look at some of the average fish that are going in, which are, you know, 2 to 5 pounds, these trout will easily take up 4 or 5 of them. So if you imagine 4 or 5 of these trout at once, one huge monster trout, and it could be a new California state record, which is over, I think, 28 pounds. Is that right, Steve? For California state?
You know, there's three different California state records, and that one falls under aquaculture. I haven't looked lately because all three of the records are very close. One is for steelhead, that is anadromous, that's a fish that has access to the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
That I think is 27.4. Ironically, of the three, it's the smallest. Then there's one for landlocked, and then there's one for aquaculture where the fish is planted at the size that he's caught. And that one's around 28 pounds. I forget the ounces.
Can you imagine pulling in a 28-pound trout on 2-pound test?
Oh, not on 2-pound, but on 80-pound braid, yeah.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Should Sergio be prosecuted for cruelty to animals?
Mm. Hey, you know, Larry and I are Team Dacron, man.
We go surfing heavy, right?
We go heavy.
That's what they call Argentina surfing.
But isn't that the rule? You use the heavy you can get away with, right? Isn't that the rule?
What rule?
Argentina.
What rule is that?
That's the South American rule.
Since Super Bowl,
it does not apply to the... to our fishing here.
I have changed and I've gone to the dark side. Because prior to super braided lines, and Larry, I think, Larry, you and Steve would understand this. I remember going on some of these party boats with 8-pound tests, 10-pound tests for bass. Okay, making sure you had the lightest lines so you could just nail them. That was my favorite, 10 and 12. Okay, that was probably my AO. I remember when the first not bait casters, actually the first smaller reels came out with level wines. They were perfect for bass. I want to think some of the Millionaire
was.
Lunas.
Yeah.
What did Berkeley have back then? Because I remember having an Abu Garcia that was really spacey looking. It was a gray reel, Steve. It was
Ambassador.
Ambassador. That's the overarching series. But could you have been using maybe a Black Max?
No, it wasn't a Black Max. I remember it was silver.
There was the Lou.
It was a different brand. But it was an Abu Garcia. I remember this. It was one of the most. The reason I bought it because it looked so spacey.
Expensive one they ever made, and they only made. They actually still sell them in Europe, but they don't sell them here because they cost too much. what's called, because it's named after the river in Sweden where they make the things.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Morum, M-O-R-R-U-M.
No, that wasn't it. But I'll remember. For next week, I'll try to look it up and see. I may still have that. It was the first one that came up with a power handle. Okay, that was kind of cool. And I remember using that. It was great.
There was Quick, too. There was one. You remember that, Steve?
Well, Quick, again, that's a brand that still exists in Europe, actually, D-A-M. Can I say that on the air, Sergio?
Yeah, absolutely.
You already did.
stands for Deutsch Angler Manufacturing, meaning German fishing equipment manufacturing.
Nice.
And they're still, I don't want to say popular, but they still exist in Europe. They're not a viable brand in the U.S. anymore.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, and the key to what you hit on pretty good, Sergio, is one of the key ingredients to great fishing is a good drag system. So whatever kind of fish you're pulling on, whatever type of line that you're using, make sure to check your drag on a regular basis. That's the number one, I think the number one challenge that that I see when people are losing fish mm-hmm. or when they're trying to wrangle them in. They're pulling too hard, and the drag system is really meant to have like a little tug of war with the fish. And if it's too loose, you're not going to gain any ground. If it's too tight, he's probably just going to snap off. It's a really big fish.
But I prefer too loose than too tight. You, Steve?
I prefer just right, just like gold.
Yeah, I know. But if you have to go, I'm going to prefer.
I just got a text from one of our listeners, and he says, "Was it a Bantam?"
Bantam. That was Shimano.
Or what was the other? Silver Shim? I never heard of that one.
I don't remember. I'm gonna look it up. It would be vintage now.
Shim. That's
somebody
a dance.
That's confusing Shimano with just Shim. Maybe that was their slang term for it.
All right. I got to take another short break. And as we go to break, I'm going to send a big shout-out to Dave Gonzalez. Do you know this guy?
Oh, yeah.
He says he's fishing a trout derby repping in Bayonne, okay, at a fisherman's retreat. Also want to say good morning to Team 57, Warren and Rich.
Rich Richardson.
And Greg, we know you're listening up there in Oregon.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. This is Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. Anger Chronicles, we'll be right back.
From Owner Hooks are single replacement hooks for lures and plugs. These hooks are used to fish a single hook in lieu of a treble hook. They come with an oversized eye that easily slips onto a split ring. Available in two different styles, a black chrome single X version and a tin finish triple X version for saltwater fishing. The single X version is perfect for replacing trebles on freshwater and inshore baits. They're great for fishing areas with lots of grass or cover that makes fishing with treble hooks virtually impossible. These single hooks are a lot less damaging to fish when practicing catch and release and safer for anglers when handling fish. The triple X version is great for replacing treble hooks on large saltwater baits. Made with ZoWire, the wire strength is stronger than other traditional high-carbon steel wires. This means smaller hook wire diameters for better penetration and a super needle point that will not roll over or dull. These are perfect for handling tuna and other large pelagic species. Be sure to look for Owner single replacement hooks at your local retailer.
Today's the day you give your business the website it deserves. MoPro designs, builds, and hosts your mobile-friendly site for you. Plus, gives you all the tools you need to help capture more business online. Call us today and see a free preview of your new site by Monday. Call 844-MY-MOPRO. That's 844-MY-MOPRO. Or visit MOPRO.com for more information.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Back, everybody, on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. This is Angler Chronicles. Okay, Ron, who was that?
Bachman Turner Overweight.
because they all weigh like 300 pounds.
Okay, back when Turner Overdrive, taking care of business. And, Larry, when we went to break, we were listening to?
Blind Melon.
Name of the song?
No Rain.
Very good. Okay. All right, so we were kind of mixed up everything here. We mixed up salt and freshwater. Is there anything else in freshwater we want to cover?
Just locally here, again, I'm going to be visiting the Mountain Lakes area and on the 18th and 19th of February for a little kids trout derby we do annually, and I'm really looking forward to that. We've got some really exciting things going on for that weekend. So,
excellent. Yeah. All right, so at this point, I'm going to go over to Larry so he can explain. we have a meeting this week at Miles Square Park, so why don't you enlighten us?
Well, first off, just to add to your fish report, the freshwater fish report, as we were having our meeting in a nice sunny condition that day, and there was probably 10 or a dozen anglers right behind us where we were having our meeting.
He's talking about Miles Square Park.
And the South Lake towards Warner and Euclid. Mm-hmm. They're catching a lot of trout right there.
A lot of trout, but a lot of stringers here.
Yeah, I asked the ranger, I said, when's the last time you stopped here? Because it seemed like they were catching quite a few for having not stocked just recently. And he said it was these fish were from 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
They were going to stock that day, so there's probably a lot more fish in there. But
all right, so let's get to the March 18th.
Here we go. March 18th is the Miles Square Park Kids Fishing Derby. It's a totally free event. Department of Fish and Wildlife will be providing rods and reels for those kids that don't have them. So you're listening to us right now. You can show up there with your kids. You don't even need any tackle. Or probably most of you listening to our show now are avid fishermen. But here's the thing. You can tell friends that have kids that don't have any gear.
Just remember one thing. If you're the kid's under 16, they don't need a license.
Yeah.
But adults fishing need to have a license.
Okay? And the reason Sergio's saying that, you guys, because there was an issue with that last year.
He was a volunteer.
Volunteer, and he didn't think he needed one. Well,
he got popped.
Somebody wanted to let everybody know that that wasn't okay, and he got a ticket. But so if you're going to volunteer or help the kids after the derby, you need to have a fishing license if you're 16 or older.
Okay, so this event is hosted by Angler Chronicles, OC Parks, and Department of Fish and Wildlife, and we're expecting anywhere between 800 and 900 children with their families, probably about 2,500 to 3,000 people. What we're going to do is Angler Chronicles will provide hot dogs for all the kids. And refreshments, and then my understanding is they may bring a couple of food trucks, okay,
cool.
For the adults that want to buy some food. That's been cool. We're going to have one or two of the bass boats on display there. We will have our easy up there. We'll have our home base, and we'll be really close to the Department of Fish and Wildlife. I'm hoping to get Turner's out there as well. And,
do we know if they're stocking catfish or trout this year?
A mixture of both, but primarily catfish. Go ahead and give them the numbers, Larry.
Yeah, so Department of Fish and Wildlife said that they're going to be putting 1,500 pounds of catfish in, along with probably about 400 pounds of trout. And OC Parks is going to be putting in another 600 pounds of catfish.
Now, that we're talking, I know for some of these lakes that Tony was talking about earlier, it seems like it's not much. But believe me, the size of this lake, that's a lot of fish. We're talking 2,100, actually more.
The lake is not real big.
Right, so this would be
a couple thousand.
You get 1,500 plus 600, right? That's 2,100. And then what was the...
And then another 400 or so of trout.
So 2,500 to 2,600 pounds of fish that will go in the day or two before the event. So they'll be... And they're not going to let anybody fish.
Yeah. And just a little bit of background here, guys, because we did the trial and error thing, and it used to be Trout Derby was basically the name of it. And the trout are pretty temperamental. You guys have been talking about for the last half hour what you got to do to catch these trout. Mm-hmm. And somebody came up with the bright idea of making a catfish, and these catfish are usually readily available. Mm-hmm. And the success rate of these kids, many of them fishing for their first time, were able to land a nice catfish, you know, pound to 3 pounds.
Well, if you remember, the Derby starts at 9 a.m., and we had fish at 9:05 was the first the first weigh-in, and we had fish all the way through noon. So the kids fish between 9 and 12. We ask that the adults do not fish, just the kids, okay? And
then
at 12 noon, go ahead and fish. And I'm looking for huge support from Team 57, Casey Anglers, SoCal Fishing.
So if you're a parent, too, remember.
But hold on a second. So we're for volunteering, okay? They're going to be coming out. We have a lot of volunteers. Talk to Larry on that. He's the guy that's organizing. So you'll be going around the lake, making sure the kids are set up correctly. Maybe tie some hooks. Maybe, you know, put some bait on. This is where you get to pass on the passion. And I use that term a lot at Angler Chronicles because we did an episode.
Absolutely.
Okay, passing on the passion. My dad didn't fish. My dad didn't hunt. I got it from my uncles, and I got it from my friends later on in life. But you know what? It's very important. I got a chance to pass it on to my son. Pass on this passion. We have a saying. Don't buy them an Xbox. Buy them a tackle box. Get these kids out in fresh air. Get them going. If not, our sport will go away. Okay, we live, unfortunately, in a very anti-fishing, anti-hunting state. And those licenses are key. They keep going down in numbers, and we need to get them to increase. Okay,
Serge, you know, so many people see the Department of Fish and Wildlife, the wardens, as kind of poses the enemy. Like, oh, here they come! Mm-hmm. If you're not doing anything wrong, you don't have to worry. But here's a case where the Department of Fish and Wildlife is promoting the sport.
Right.
This whole program, Fishing in the City, is aimed at getting anglers very young involved in the sport so that they look forward to doing this the rest of their lives.
Well, I'll tell you what, I would much rather see young kids and teenagers at one of these lakes, okay, catching a fish, then, you know, maybe hanging out on a corner and doing some other crazy stuff. It all depends what we pass on to them, okay? And you get a chance. And if you're a fisherman, you totally understand this. That tug is the drug, as they call it, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you feel something pulling on the other end, it's like, you know, one jerk pulling on the other end of another jerk, you know? That's what it's all about, in that emotion that you get. And you can get these kids into fishing. Okay, I will tell you this. You get a kid into fishing, you'll never have money for drugs. It is expensive. Okay, so get them involved. This is a great opportunity, especially for the little ones. You know, if you want to really put a smile on these little 5, 6, 7-year-olds, this is perfect. Okay?
Hey, Sergio, I don't know about all the other events that Department of Fish and Wildlife holds like this one, but we're very fortunate because we have the bait. Right? What's our bait, Tony?
Cut mackerel with doused in the catfish bite on attractant.
Yeah. And the catfish are all over it, man.
And what's so cool, we've got a group of great volunteers to help us literally cut up about 200 pounds of mackerel. And last year we ran out. So this year we're going to go extra heavy between mackerel, night crawlers. We've got some trout bait. We've got some floating dough bait. We've got the trout attractants. We're going to be stocking them up. And what's great about the volunteers, a lot of them bring their own tackle, but a lot of the tackle is provided by OC Parks.
And remember, you got a commitment from our friend Corby Jackson. He's going to provide at least 2 to 3, actually, he said as much as you
as
want.
As much as we need.
200 to 300 pounds of mackerel.
And that's huge.
Ready. So that,
you are sharpening your knife, buddy.
Yeah. And as I'm looking at this, I have my laptop right here. I'm looking at Facebook, and I just want to reassure Daniel, yes, Team 57 is invited. Okay, so
absolutely,
Daniel, we're waiting for you. I also want to say to Derek, okay, yep, Pedro in the house, okay, you guys as well. So Team 57 historically has helped us for the last couple of years, and they come out, and I hope Daniel remembers to bring the barbecue, because
Sergio, actually, uh-huh. Department of Fish and Wildlife and OC Parks asked us to do another event that we had a conflict in time.
Right.
And we were able to ask Team 57 to step in, and they totally led the whole thing, like,
clockwork.
Man, it went off great.
And that's very important. So I just want to say thank you to these guys. They're always there. They're always doing great things for the kids, and that's what it's all about. All right, so Daniel, if you're listening, we don't need his barbecues this year. They actually are going to bring the barbecues in. We just need somebody to go ahead and cook the hot dogs for the kids. So
yep.
Somebody will be assigned. And the reason I say Daniel, he's like the official chef of Team 57. Okay? He cooks a mean barbecue. So hopefully we can get him to come out. He came out, I think it was last year, and just took over with Terry Flynn. So yep. Our dear friend Terry and Daniel got it going on.
And our buddy Terry's going to be under the knife about a week before that, so he's going to be out of operation.
Oh, what a shame.
And he's even afraid to come there and sit in a chair and watch because he's like, Sergio will probably slap me in the shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
He's getting his shoulder surgery, so he'll be out of commission.
Okay, so let's recap here. March 18th, Saturday. Come out to Mile Square Regional Park in Fountain Valley. It's located between, it would be Brookhurst, Euclid, Edinger, and Warner. Those are the four streets, and it's Mile Square.
The lake that we're going to be at is actually at the corner of Euclid and Edinger.
North Lake, okay? And you'll be able to tell. You'll see it. So that's what we want you to come out and volunteer or bring a kid. Okay, bring a kid out, and as long as they're under 16, they can fish. All right, and they fish for free. Plus, we will have some beverages and some hot dogs for the kids as well. Okay? All right, March 18th, save the date. That's good. And we had the meeting, like I said, was it
Wednesday?
Wednesday, and it was good.
And they were catching a lot of trout there at the South Lake.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so let's switch gears now. Let's go back to Tuesday night, Larry. What happened Tuesday night?
Oh, my gosh. Sergio.
Amazing.
Amazing. You know, I just had a talk with a friend of mine down in Baja. And unfortunately, there's some conflicts amongst the fleets down there once in a while. And I said, hey, you know what? I want to update you on some good things that the fishermen on the north side of the border are doing for our buddies on the south side of the border. And I told him about this. I said, you know, we raised over $3,000 this last Tuesday, which was record-breaking for our event. And it brought tears to the eyes of some of the volunteers that the fishermen, the anglers themselves, were so generous and so caring. And it just goes on. Every month has just been better than the last. This money goes directly. We said 100%. Well, actually 110%, because everybody that operates the charity goes to wherever the event is on their own dollar. They pay for their own flights or their own drive down to Mexico, their own lodging and everything. So 100% of the money collected by all of you goes to buying shoes, and mostly towards buying children's shoes, because we never have enough kids' shoes. Sergio,
no, I'm gonna jump in.
Yeah, I know you can't hardly wait.
Okay, you're rambling.
This is Sergio's line, man.
Okay, you're rambling on, but this is what I want to say. The last Tuesday of every month, we have what's called Taco Tuesday at Michael's Sports Pub and Grill. I was going to ask Tony for the address, but
no, I've already got it.
No, Ron,
Michael's Sports Pub and Grill.
What's the address, Ron?
15192 Golden West Street, Westminster, California.
So in Westminster, California, we get together usually the last Tuesday of every month, and we come together as a family of anglers, okay? It doesn't matter which team you're on, which group you belong to, it doesn't matter. We don't care if you're
freshwater. It's the melting pot of anglers.
If you're freshwater or saltwater, it doesn't matter. We want you to come together as a family for a greater cause. Now, we've been blessed to have amazing prizes given to us to we can raffle off. We're raffling off probably several thousand dollars worth of product from candy bar mega baits. We've had some Okuma reels. We've had some Turner's rods. We have owner hooks.
Providing our hookup baits.
Okay, guys, one at a time. Bomber sunglasses. We have AFCO provides a lot of clothing to give away. We have Finbomb. We have Anglerettes. We have New Balance. Okay, so we give out a lot of stuff, and the raffle has become a fun event, and that's how we raise the money for these kids. And I want to tell you a story. This is the second year I went, this past October 2016, and we filmed it, and that show will come out, I believe, on February 19th. We'll be on the air. And one of the things that happened, I got to see 5,000 people come through the doors to receive about 6,000 pairs of shoes. So we had some extra shoes. The problem is, I saw about 20 kids, and we ran out of kids' shoes. So we came back home, and with Jack and with Larry and with Ron and Tony and Danny, we decided we don't like that, okay? We had plenty of adult shoes left over, but not enough for the kids. And there was nothing we could do. I mean, there was no place to go buy them, nothing. So we wanted to ensure that no child goes without a pair of shoes. Without that pair of shoes, the kids can't go to school. Something as basic as that. So we've been raising a lot of money, okay, thanks to all of you and thanks to these sponsors, to ensure that none of the children's have bare feet. Okay? Important. Folks, we're going to take another short break. This is Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. This is Angler Chronicles. And as you sip that cup of coffee, let that sink in. And hopefully you'll join us in February. We'll be right back.
This is award-winning television producer and outdoor videographer Danny Jackson. Looking for the very best in sport fishing action, information, and education? Then your best bet is Angler Chronicles TV, seen weekly on Fox Sports West in stunning high definition. Each week, Sergio and the Angler Chronicles crew take you on an entertaining and educational fishing expedition to both salt and freshwater venues from Baja, California to Alaska and throughout the Southland. Don't miss Angler Chronicles Television, 9:30 Sunday mornings and 3 p.m. Tuesdays on Fox Sports West. Visit AnglerChronicles.com for details.
Owner Hooks gives anglers the best opportunity to put fish in the boat. For anglers going on tuna trips, Owner's J-Style offshore hooks continue to be a popular choice. Offshore hooks now come with rings on the eyes to provide fishermen with the ultimate tool for live bait presentation. Known for their totally unique, mean, blade-like, curved, sticky-sharp, offset point, the offshores are now ringed in sizes 2 through 7-0, the most popular sizes for Southern California bait fish. The rings provide bait more freedom to swim to ensure you get bit more often. The rings also provide a pivot point while fighting fish to encourage a successful conclusion. Standard unringed offshore hooks are still available in sizes 8-0 to 12-0. If you haven't already, try Owner offshore hooks on your next tuna trip. Please look for offshore hooks at your local tackle shop. Remember, folks, always choose Owner hooks. It's perfection in hooks.
I'm Chef Bree, head chef for Carne de Teresa, and it's my goal to make you a chef in your own kitchen. I've created the perfect and most delicious seasonings to go on top of our pollo asado and pollo adobado. And our Carne de Teresa salvadoreño sausage is perfect for breakfast or dinner. Carne de Teresa is always hand-cut, hand-seasoned, and hand-packed right here in Southern California. You can find our delicious Carne de Teresa products at your local Albertsons, Food for Less, Ralph's, and Smart and Final. Let Carne de Teresa make you a chef in your own kitchen. Visit CarneDeTeresa.com for recipes and more. Remember, when fishing, practice CPR. Catch, photograph, and release, and always eat more Carne de Teresa.
This is Teresa. Carne de Teresa is a proud sponsor of Angler Chronicles and Olive Crest.
Ducks Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
everybody on Angels Radio, AMA 30 KLAA. And Larry, do you know who coming in? Who is this? Turn it up a little bit. Let me see.
If you better move on to somebody else.
Listen,
I know the song.
If you've got a disease, what do you need?
The
you need
cure.
The cure. You need a cure. Okay, the name of that song is Love Song. And going out, you guys didn't know it, it was Coming to Our Room by Clinic. It's an alternative band from the early 2000s.
Clinic and the Cure.
Clinic and the Cure. Anyway, so let's get back to what we were talking about. And we were talking about Taco Tuesday. And the reason I bring this up is, you know, we've had a very, very good showing. And a lot of people ask when they see the photos, what's going on? And it's basically a bunch of guys, actually a bunch of guys, wrong, a bunch of anglers and their families, because kids come out and we welcome you, come out to support a great cause, all right? And we've been blessed with a lot of things, and we get a chance to bless families. Go ahead.
You did an amazing thing this last Taco Tuesday, you and our friend Andrew. And the hookup, Chad and JoJo from Hookup Baits auctioned off a fishing trip with Freedom Boat Club, with Chad being your consultant or guide.
Yeah, we were talking.
Amazing. What a great idea.
Chad and I went out to, we're doing another episode for Freedom Boat Club. So we wanted to get some footage. And so what we want to do on that particular episode to show a variety of the fishing that we do in Southern California. So, you know, this is a great time to go after those big bass, sand bass and calico bass at the local reefs. So we went out and we're out there, we're talking, and Chad goes, you know what? This is what we should do. It's auctioned off. So we came in, we talked to Andrew. Andrew thought it was a great idea. So basically, it is it's Freedom Boat Club, Hookup Baits, and Angler Chronicles. Okay, so it's Chad and I are taking one lucky person out, and I guess, what would we go for? Do you remember?
$500.
$500. So, yeah, that was cool. They auctioned us off. We will provide the lunch for $500.
Okay. And then one not-so-lucky angler got me and Ron.
That's right. Lori. Yeah.
Okay. You like that, Ron? Come on, man.
What did we raise for you guys?
They can't hear a thumbs up.
What did we raise for you guys?
Another $300.
Yeah, so
there was people that were so interested still, we threw in another boat. Andrew was okay with it. So
yeah, so that was really cool. And thank you to Chad from Hookup Baits and Andrew from Freedom Boat Club. So what's the next Taco Tuesday? I know it's not the last one.
The 21st.
Okay, so February 21st, if you want to join us at Michael's Sports Pub and Grill, what's the address, Ron?
15192 Golden West Street.
Please come out and join us, okay? So good. I also want to do something here. I want to wish a very, very happy birthday to some of our friends, okay, and listeners, okay? And I want to say happy birthday to Cher, okay? I want to say happy birthday to Brian. And not Cher the singer, okay? Cher, she's a fisherwoman, okay? Brian, Anthony, Isaac, Greg, Adrian, Patty, Thomas, John, and Gene. Okay, those I know having birthdays today, so happy birthday to all of you. Okay, Tony, we covered the freshwater scene. Okay, we covered the March 18th, Taco Tuesday. What else is of newsworthy, boys? Gosh, don't go silent. Steve, anything happened on your end of the woods?
Well, you know, there's always stuff going on. Speaking of Lake Orville, and I'm assuming this happens at a variety of lakes around the state, but this is January is always sort of the low point before the lakes start to refill.
Mm-hmm.
So they schedule this. This year didn't quite work out that way. A lot of Boy Scout troops, et cetera, collect Christmas trees after Christmas. And then they have kind of a project where they make sure there's no icicles or other decorations still on them, no squirrels hiding in them,
mm-hmm.
for fans of the movie Christmas Vacation. and rope them together, sometimes with cinder blocks to hold them down, and plant them in lakes. Reservoirs, I should say,
mm-hmm.
because that's mostly what we have in California is reservoirs, not lakes. And it provides fish spawning habitat, in particular, bass spawning habitat. So yeah. that's a great project that's going on big time at Oroville right now, and I presume it's going on at other lakes around the state as well.
Well, you know, here in Costa Mesa, we have a park called Teewinkle, okay? And back in the day, that's where I learned how to freshwater bass fish. Largemouth bass. We used to go, and that's what they used to do. They don't do it anymore, huh, Tony? At Teewinkle, they don't have the little pond there with the trees in it.
I mean, yeah.
They took away the fishing, but we used to go with FLW Manus Malakian. He used to take
Every
me.
Once in a while, you'll see a story of a bass being caught or a catfish, but
they don't know stocking, nothing goes on.
They redid the whole thing, so.
And they took out all the trees and everything. That's a shame. All right, so moving over to March 1st, it's time again, Steve. Which Fred Hall show number would this be?
For me, oh gosh, I stopped counting, as they say. You're gonna make me figure it out. Working. Mm-hmm. And drawing a paycheck, if that's the way you want to measure it, this will be, holy mackerel, 42 wow. in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for that little reminder, Sergio.
42. And is this the 70th or which is one coming up? Do you know? Anybody have the number?
I think 71.
71? Wow. Okay, so that's all good.
I'm only a fraction of Steve's age, and I've been there as many years as him.
42? Oh, yeah, probably since you were a little kid.
Yeah.
Okay. And, Tony, you're going to have a booth?
I'm going to have a booth, and I'm also going to be doing the one of the trout seminars Mammoth Lakes, Visit Mammoth Lakes booth.
Okay, so everybody, I'll be ready. I'll have the tomatoes ready.
Yeah. Make sure they're soft, okay?
Okay, Larry wants to use actual
extra
darts.
Extra ripe.
He actually wants
Make
to
sure
use darts.
Make sure they're not frozen.
Well, Larry wants to throw darts, so.
Well, we saw a heck of a rubber band event.
Fight, yeah, in Del Mar. All right, so that's the 1st through the
5th.
Very good. So it starts on Wednesday, goes all the way through Sunday. Anger Chronicles will be there, and we're going to be crazy in our row. We've got Accurate. Then right next to Accurate will be Tony. Right next to Tony with Bidon will be Anglerettes. On the other side of Anglerettes will be Freedom Boat Club. And as you look across the aisle, you're going to have the city of Lake Elsinore. You're going to have our booth. And then you're going to have Cedrus Adventures. I mean, it's going to be a party. It's going to be a lot of fun. So please come down and see us. We're usually in row 600. So we're going to be in the same place. So we're thinking about some giveaways, too. So we'll talk about that. And I'm trying to get some coolers full of Carne de Teresa, okay, to give away. So
is that like chumming for anglers?
No, it's just saying thank you, you know. We don't have to chum, you know, because, you know, we're not selling anything. But we just want to say thank you to all our viewers, all our listeners. And we've got some great supporters. And when we get into some of these hats and T-shirts, yeah, we'll have the Angler Chronicles hats and T-shirts there, too. So it's I hear music. Oh, this is one of my favorites. Turn it up. Oh, yeah. This takes me back. All right, this is Angels Radio, AMA 30 KLAA. This is Angler Chronicles. We'll be back, and I'm sure the sheriff will be coming on soon. We'll be right back.